Hello, thanks for tuning in to the Upgraded Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission tells you how to move every single day, and together, that is the Upgraded Life.
So in this episode of the Upgraded Life podcast, I'm going to be giving you a crash course on core values. Core values is a concept. Some call it a tool, an exercise, something that you may have been asked to do because you've been part of a mastermind, or it's something that work asked you to do. There's a lot of different ways where you could have come across core values. For me, I've been using the concept and exposed to the concept for over 20 years. It was one of the first things that I learned to do with the kids that I was working with in a correction setting. So I've really kind of been sifting through core values as a concept and as an exercise and as a tool for quite a while now. I was formally trained in core values through the process of earning a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. And then again, when I went through a 3-day workshop to become trained in motivational interviewing. So that is my kind of official background in terms of core values. Outside of that, I have done my own reading around core values. I've done my own exercises over the years. I've been part of masterminds and personal development programs that all have, at some point in time, pointed me back to core values in the work that I've done for state level government. You know, we talk about agency values in the teams that I lead. I help folks develop their own personal values as employees and as people. So, okay, enough of that. What are core values? And it's a little bit difficult to define, but I'll give it my best shot because that's why I'm doing this crash course for you on core values. So core values are words. Yes, they're words and they're concepts that ultimately serve as your personal compass. So if you're going to use a compass to find the direction that you want to be going, then think of core values as being the things in your life that orient your compass. It's the things in your life that are pointing that needle of your compass towards true north. So however you find yourself going through a core values exercise, again, whether it's at work or because maybe you're in your own personal development process, maybe you're part of a mastermind, no matter where you're being asked to do this, the outcome should be the same, right? And the outcome should be you should settle on a set of words, right? A set of concepts that then you are focused on intentionally, daily, to see how your life is aligning with those values. So again, think about it as the compass metaphor again. And, you know, every step that you take according to your core values compass, is it heading in the direction that you want to be going? So that's the way to think about core values. So why are core values important anyway, right? I guess we got to answer that before I go any further. Because if you don't buy into why core values are important, then you might as well stop listening at this point. So core values are important, I'll say critical, because if you aren't crystal clear on your personally chosen core values, if you don't understand those at a primal level, and if you're compass, again, back to that metaphor, if you're not sure what is guiding the needle of your compass, here's what, in my opinion, is absolutely the other side of that. So if you're not crystal clear on your core values, then you are by default living out someone else's or something else's core values. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. If you aren't, as an individual, the person that you are right now, crystal clear on what your core values are, then by default, you are living out someone or something else's values. Okay, so let that sink in. That isn't always a bad thing, right? And so there's plenty of people, actually most people, I rarely run into anybody when I ask the question, tell me about core values, that has any idea of what I'm talking about. So if that's you, if you don't have a concept of core values before this podcast episode, that's all right. You're like most people. But from here on out, you will have the knowledge, and now you're responsible to do something with the knowledge. So it's not necessarily a bad thing if you aren't crystal clear on your core values and that you might be living out someone or something else's core values. It's not automatically a bad thing. And so what does that look like? If you just show deference to the values of your workplace, you know, so at my workplace, the values are integrity, accountability, respect, and professionalism. Those are the core values that the agency that I currently work for espouses. And it's on all of our communications, all of our email signatures, on the posters. Those are the core values of the agency that I work by. So, or work with. So if I just accepted those and adopted those as values that I not only follow at work, but they also kind of make sense to me outside of work, but I really haven't done my own personal core values work, that's probably not necessarily a bad thing. Okay. If you are part of a civics club out there, right? If you maybe are a member of a church, maybe you're a member of something like the Elks or Toastmasters or something about that, you're going to have a missional statement, and you're probably going to have key concepts, and you're going to have values, right? And, or if you participate on any kind of a nonprofit community type board, again, you're going to have a mission statement, you're going to have key concepts, and you're going to have values. And in the course of working with those entities, you know, your decision-making process as an entity should be filtered through those things, including the values, right? And again, that might be something that you're doing because you belong to this other group or entity, and then you kind of happen by default to be thinking that way in your everyday or personal life. So hopefully that makes sense. So just because you aren't crystal clear on your own personal individually chosen values, and by default you're living out the values of someone or something else, that isn't automatically a negative thing. Okay. However, here is what I think is true when you aren't crystal clear about your own individual values, that it is a consistent source of your dissatisfaction, your unhappiness, your unease, whatever you call your dissatisfaction with life as it happens to you from time to time or moment to moment. I believe that those moments of dissatisfaction represent times or choices or decisions that you have had to make that are contrary to your values. And if you're not consciously aware of your values, they often exist within inside yourself. You just haven't done the work to bring them from your subconscious to your conscious. Sorry, I'm trained as a psychotherapist, so sometimes I tip into that language, right? So you haven't done the work to bring it to the surface so that you can be aware of it and do things with it consciously. Okay. So again, I'll try that again. When you get emotional, when you get ticked off, when you are when you have to make a decision that you don't like, and then there's fallout because of that. Oftentimes, the reason why those experiences stir us up so much is because they have, you know, posed a scenario where we have to do things that we really don't want to do, right? And it's that, why would I rather do something else? It's the, why would I want to do A, but this situation is really making me do B, right? And it's that, that friction and that tension in there oftentimes is linked back to core values. So I am also part of a mastermind. In this mastermind group, core values is one of the requisite exercises. And in the mastermind, you know, almost on a daily basis, but for sure weekly, somebody will come to the group and pose a question. And it doesn't really matter what the question is. It's about all kinds of things, right? It runs the gamut in terms of what people are wanting help with. But I'm that guy that will always say, how are your core values at play with this problem that you're facing, this question that you have? And even in the mastermind, where core values is part of a requisite exercise that we're supposed to do, most people in the mastermind don't have core values at the front and center when they are faced with a decision to make. Okay. But that's, for me, in the work that I do with other people, that's really the role for core values. Okay. That when you have your core values clearly identified and you have daily ways that you can execute your core values, that they really become the compass, right? They become the things that are moving the needle of your compass. And it allows you to say yes to things and no to things according to your core values. Okay, so that's my very long-winded definition of core values. And hopefully that makes some sense so that we can move on now. If you want to keep listening and taking in this info, I'll break down more the concepts of what core values are and how to discover them for yourself. So how do you find your own personally chosen core values? There are several things that are accessible out there. I mean, you could Google core values exercise and you will return several hits and several worksheets. They all, if you get a worksheet, they all kind of look the same and they all sort of have the same instructions and directions, and it's a good starting point. And so if you're interested in that, I'll drop some links in the show notes so that you can have direct access. You won't have to do as much searching on your own. And I'll point you to exercises that I found to be the most valuable. So at its basic level, core values exercise is literally looking at a list of words, right? Value words, and then deciding for yourself which ones seem to align with the person that you are. Okay, and that's easier said than done. If you have ever checked out Mark Divine in The Way of the Seal, his take on core values is thinking about the things that you are willing to take a stand on, the things that you are willing to die for, the things that you're willing to say, this is the way it goes at all costs. Those are all things that are strong indicators of what your values are. Values aren't necessarily achievements. They aren't necessarily things that you've amassed in your material life. Values aren't necessarily habits that you currently have or that you've had in the past. All of those things come from a point of values in the first place, right? So sometimes, like work ethic may be a value that you choose for yourself. And so I see this when people will go down this road of values clarification. That's another concept that this sometimes gets called values clarification. But they'll pick some value words, but then they start to feel convicted because they look at their life and they look at their recent past life and they'll say things like, well, these things aren't real. I'm not doing these things. So this is actually kind of me being phony. Like, I say these are my values, but I'm not doing these things. And there's some truth to that, right? And maybe it's because you haven't been clear on your values and the things that you're doing that's pulling you to think that, you know, you're being phony. The reasons for that is because you've been subservient to somebody else's values, right? So if you end up on the beginning part of this feeling that way, it's okay. It's pretty typical, right? But adopt the from this day forward mindset in terms of personally chosen values. Now, the way that I currently like the most in terms of going through a values exercise is I really like the format that Miller and Rolnick from Motivational Interviewing. I like what they have to offer. And again, I'll put a link to their resource in the show notes, but you can Google Motivational Interviewing Values Card Sort and you'll get PDF returns to use. And the reason why those things are so widely available, accessible, and free is because the money that went into doing the research on motivational interviewing came from federal grants. And so anything that's funded by state federal grants becomes public domain. So that's why it's out there and it's good stuff. So I would encourage you that if you get your hands on a motivational interviewing values card sort exercise, that it's a good starting point for sure. So what does that look like? So that particular exercise gives you, I don't know, something 40 plus cards. It's a packet that you would print out, get some scissors, and cut out the value statements. They're on tiny cards about the size of a post-it note. So you're going to start with a pile of them, right? You're going to have the 40 some odd value cards in a pile. And what you're going to do, set aside, I don't know, a good 20 to 30 minutes to do this. And again, helpful to do it with somebody else who's done it. If you have access to somebody who is familiar with the exercise, even better to do it in their presence. So take the stack of cards and basically you're going to make three piles out of them. So I'm going to go left to right. So the pile number one on the left is going to be not important. Then you're going to have a middle pile, the next pile to the right, pile two, and that's going to be a pile that says somewhat important, or you can call it important. And then the last pile, pile three, the furthest one to the right, is going to be very important. So you have the 40 values cards. You're going to look at one individually, look at the word, find the definition for it. If you don't know what the word means, you know, get the definition for it and then decide which pile is it going to go in. Is it going to go in the not important, the important, or the very important? And then you're going to do that process for all 40. I'm just making that up. There might be more or less, but I'm going to say 40 for now. For all 40 of the values cards. And again, there's more than one way to do this. I'm going to tell you how I do it and how I have done it with people, my coaching clients and counseling clients over the years. So you have the three piles established. What I will do is take the, or have them, have you, right? Because you're doing this. Take the not important and important pile and move all those cards out of the way. Put them out of the way and just focus on the value words that made it into the very important pile. All right. If you have, I'm going to say, more than five words in the very important pile, then you're going to repeat the process, right? So if you say you have 10 cards in there, you're going to take the 10 values cards and you're going to create the three piles again. Okay. If I have to choose, you know, between these 10 words, these 10 values, right, create at least two piles, right? You're going to take a pile of in or out, right? And you really want to get down to 3 to 5 values words, 3 to 5 values. And there's several reasons for that. I have just found that when you get smaller than three and bigger than five, it really doesn't help to drive or guide your needle of your compass, right? Because again, this is about creating a personal decision-making compass, right? That has values moving the needle. 3 to 5, that's your goal. And that's going to be tough, right? It's going to be tough for you to decide which ones are in and which ones are out. I know. And again, that's why it's helpful to do this in the presence of somebody else. So do what you need to do to get down to 3 to 5 values words that you can accept, right? That seem to align well with who you are and who you want to be. And then once you have those 3 to 5 words established, what I would have you do is pull out some paper or pull up a word processing app on your computer. And then I want you to go through every value word that you chose and just write about it. Write at least a paragraph about what that value means to you, where you think it's most active in your life. Just write about it, and don't try to filter your thoughts. Just get your thoughts out there and do that for every value word that you chose. So once you got some writing out there, got your thoughts out there, either on paper or in digitally, however you're doing it, then what I want you to do is to take an honest account. You know, take the last 2 or 3 days, right? Or even take this current day if you want, and really think about those values that you've now chosen for yourself, and just ask yourself, how present are those values in your everyday life? And maybe even rate that on a scale of 1 to 5 for each of those value words that you chose. Okay, so if you have 3 words that you've chosen, rate them 1 to 5, 1 being this is not very present in a meaningful way in my life right now, or 5 on the other end of that is, yeah, this is fully present. I can definitely see how this value is at play on a daily basis in almost everything that I do or say. So go through the words that you chose for yourself, the values that you chose for yourself, and then rate them 1 to 5 on how you believe they are currently active in your life, and be brutally honest about it, right? This is about you getting crystal clear on your values, so that way from here on out, you will have your compass is going to serve you well, right? And your compass won't be as heavily influenced by what other people want you to do. All right. If you're doing this along with me as a tutorial or instructional, that's awesome. And so the next thing for you to do would be to start creating strategies for how you can start incorporating these values into your daily life. So what does that look like? This might be the part that is going to get a little bit into the weeds, a little bit nebulous. So I'm just going to tell you what I do, right? And hopefully that might help you. So what I do really kind of boils down to 3 things that happen on a daily basis. The first one is my habit of affirmations. So I do follow Hal Elrod and the Miracle Morning. And so I start my day off with the SAVERS routine, the SAVERS acronym. And the A in SAVERS stands for affirmations. And in my affirmations are embedded my core values. And my core values, again, being God, family, and honor. So that's how I start off literally every single day. I wake up and give myself enough time to run myself through the SAVERS routine. And then the A in the acronym of SAVERS is affirmations. And my core values are definitely woven into my affirmations. The next thing that I do every single day is through my smartphone. So I use the calendar to send me prompts 3 times a day. And then that prompt will trigger me to be focused on what my goals are and what my core values are.
So three times a day, my phone is going to go off. It's going to send me an alert. And when that alert goes off, I recognize it as a time to pause when I can. Hopefully I can do it right there in that moment when the alarm's going off and just reflect on my goals and my core values. So that's a second technique that I use every single day. The last thing that I'll share in terms of what I do personally every single day is I make sure to spend time at the end of every single day just reflecting on how the day went. And part of that reflection involves how present, how active, how prevalent were my core values in the course of my day. And if I, you know, answer that not very present, not very prevalent, not very active, then I think about what I can do tomorrow to bring those core values front and center into everything that I do and I say. So those are three things that I do personally. That's what's working for me right now. And I can say that it has changed and morphed over time, just depending on what's been going on in my life and kind of what my routine is. But there are certainly other ways that you can incorporate core values. And I'm going to talk about some of those ways that I've used in the past and ways that I've helped other people incorporate core values into their life in a meaningful daily routine. One way that people find it really helpful is when they take up a habit of journaling. So they may be journaling on a everyday basis somewhere throughout the day. And if that's you, or if you have a journal routine, then I would encourage you to incorporate a values check in the course of your journaling. So in your journal, you know, make it a habit to somewhere, somehow, some way, be infusing your core values into what you choose to write about. So journaling can be a way that you can bring core values into your daily routine. Another way is to literally record your voice, again, maybe into your smartphone, and record what your core values are, record why they're your core values, speak into your smartphone, what it is that your values should mean to your life, how you should be able to recognize them. And then, I don't know, in your commute to work, or you know, if you have a morning routine that's something other than what I talked about with Savers, play that back and listen to it. Play it three times a day during your commute. That can be a powerful way for you to infuse core values into your daily routine. So there's five ways that I've just shared, three that are personal to me in the here and now, and then two other ones that may be more applicable to you if you're listening to this and really digging into core values, that you can make them something other than an exercise that you did once a while ago, something more than, you know, a requisite for doing something in a leadership program. And those are all great things, but if you aren't actually incorporating your core values into your everyday life, you're really just kind of spinning your wheels. So here's what I've noticed. I've noticed that as I have made core values part of my everyday routine, in my affirmations, in my daily smartphone prompts through the calendar, and through my end of the day reflections, because of that discipline, because of that habit, whenever I make any kind of choice, whenever I'm getting ready to write an email and before I press send, whenever I'm about to prepare for a meeting with a person that reports to me at work, whenever I'm getting ready to go into, I'm a youth sports coach, when I go into a practice, right? When these things present opportunities for me to show the world and the people around me who I am and what I'm about, that daily discipline and habit really allows me to, in the moment, step back and say to myself, how can I show my core values in what I'm about to press send on in terms of a message, what I'm about to say to this person in an individual meeting, what I'm about to say in front of a larger group in terms of a larger work type meeting, or kind of the attitude that I'm going to bring into a coaching experience when I got young people around me. So for me, what I have realized is that the daily discipline and habit of infusing core values into my everyday routine really allows me to be in touch with core values, my personal core values, when I'm ever in a situation where I need to be mindful about the words that I'm about to say or the actions that I'm about to execute. Well, there you have it. There's my take on core values as a concept and as a way to apply them to your personal life. I just want to thank you so much for taking in this episode of the Upgraded Life Podcast. I really hope that you were able to get something out of the idea of core values and how to apply them to your everyday life. And here's why I ask you to help me. If you're getting something out of this podcast and you're enjoying all the things that the Upgraded Life is bringing to you, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a 5-star review, all that stuff that lets people know that the Upgraded Life is something that they should tune into. Also, keep in mind that I am a life coach. I'm here to help people who are willing to do the work, upgrade their mindset, upgrade their mission, and establish their daily movement so that they can realize and reach their God-given potential. So if you want to take the next step, head over to my website, www.nicksotelo.com. Over on the website, you'll be able to get some free resources, and you'll also be able to find a way to schedule a strategy session with me. I'll give you 30 minutes for free. Once again, I'll say thank you for taking in this episode on Core Values, and I truly hope that you're going to be able to use the information to upgrade your life.